Welcome to the French Made Easy podcast, where I give you all the basics you need to speak French clearly and confidently. I'm your host, Mathilde, and I'm a French teacher, mompreneur, and bread and cheese lover. Join me as I dive into all things French for beginners and deliver to you bite-sized, easy-to-follow lessons every Tuesday. Let's get started. On commence. Hello everyone, bonjour à tous, welcome or welcome back to the French Made Easy podcast. This is episode number 111, numéro 111. So this week we are continuing the last episode where I shared 15 expressions with the verb faire, where the verb faire doesn't mean to do or to make, which is the main French-English translation for that verb. So today I will share 10 expressions with the verb faire with you. And also, before you listen to this episode, make sure you go back and listen to part one first, which is episode 110. And as per episode 110, there are no exercises needed for that particular episode, but I'll give you some examples for each expression so you can see how the expression is used in French. And as always, if you are new to the podcast, you can download your lessons cheat sheet in the episode notes so you can see how the words are written while you are listening to the lesson. And it is free. Okay, now let's start with our expressions. Faire la bise. To kiss each other on the cheek. Faire la bise. Par exemple, ils se font la bise. They are kissing each other on the cheek. Se faire mal. To hurt oneself. Se faire mal. Il s'est fait mal au genou. He hurt his knee. Il s'est fait mal au genou. Faire plaisir à quelqu'un. To please someone. Faire plaisir à quelqu'un. Ce cadeau lui fera plaisir. This gift will please him or her. Ce cadeau lui fera plaisir. Faire ses adieux. To bid farewell or to say goodbye, but to say goodbye in a definitive way, right? Faire ses adieux. Elle a fait ses adieux. She said her goodbyes. Elle a fait ses adieux. Faire ses valises. To pack one's bag or luggage. Faire ses valises. Fais tes valises, on s'en va. Pack your bags, we are leaving. Fais tes valises, on s'en va. Faire un clin d'œil. To wink or to give a wink. Faire un clin d'œil. Il nous a fait un clin d'œil. He gave us a wink. Il nous a fait un clin d'œil. Faire les magasins, faire du shopping, to go shopping, faire les magasins, faire du shopping. Et attention, that doesn't mean to go shopping as in to go grocery shopping, right? To go shopping, for example, for clothes, on anything else, leisurely, right? No grocery shopping. On va faire les magasins cet après-midi. We'll go shopping this afternoon. On va faire les magasins cet après-midi. Faire des bêtises. To make mistakes, or another translation is to get into mischiefs. Faire des bêtises. Les enfants font des bêtises. The kids are getting into mischief. Les enfants font des bêtises. Faire peur à quelqu'un, to scare someone. Faire peur à quelqu'un. Tu m'as fait peur, you scared me. Tu m'as fait peur. And last expression, faire une croisière. To go on a cruise. Faire une croisière. Elles font une croisière tous les ans. They go on a cruise every year. Elles font une croisière tous les ans. So that's it for the expressions. Now let's just do a quick recap. Faire la bise, to kiss each other on the cheek. Se faire mal, to hurt oneself. Faire plaisir à quelqu'un, to please someone. Faire ses adieux, to bid farewell. Faire ses valises, to pack one's bag. Faire un clin d'œil, to wink. Faire les magasins, ou faire du shopping, to go shopping and not grocery shopping. Faire des bêtises, to make mistakes or to get into mischief. Faire peur à quelqu'un, to scare someone. Faire une croisière, to go on a cruise. And that is the end of today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I will chat with you in the next episode. À bientôt. Bye.